Hey everybody, and welcome to the 29th episode of Season 3 of Press X to Start. Press X is a weekly gaming podcast about inclusivity and its place in gaming. Games for everyone. And we here at Press X to Start hope to break down the walls of exclusivity with our discussions on news, reviews, and all things video games. I'm your host, your heavyweight champion from Wishanigga, California, a.k.a. the janitor because I be washing niggas, a.k.a. Barack No Drama, Marcus Ellison.
I am Sean MF Ross.
What the MF stand for?
Members free.
Ooh.
Sign up, everybody.
Until you get past that 3 month mark, and then it's $9.99.
I am Douglas, a.k.a. as declared in an open session of the District Court of Maryland, sitting in the great city of Baltimore, I am the exuberant barrister of Baltimore.
Okay.
I like that.
I don't even know how I'm going to follow up on that.
I don't feel like I'm qualified to sit next to you. I got to go past the bar or something, bro.
Well, you know, it was declared to me by a sitting judge while in court.
You ain't passed the bar like Kim Kardashian, did you?
No. I actually had to go to school.
Okay.
I can't even spell exuberant.
She went to the school of hard knocks of Ray J.
Who are you? Ooh. I am DJ, a.k.a. Sexy Bad Choices, a.k.a. Scarlet Joe Handful.
You can't see this right now, but I'm aghast.
A.k.a. Did you know?
Tell us.
Death Row Records is now owned by Hansbro.
Hansbro? You mean Hasbro?
Is it Hasbro?
Yeah.
Hasbro.
Okay.
Ain't that the same people who has like Mr. Potato Head?
Yes.
Yes.
You fucked up the did you know.
Hey, I got the important part right.
Wait.
Records.
So, how?
So, okay. They bought a large like portfolio of music. Death Row Records.
And it just happened to be
happens to be in it.
kind of like how like Michael Jackson owned like the Beatles catalog. So like Hasbro started buying up music and Death Rose was in there.
That's fucking hilarious.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you real quick.
They
bought
amazing.
They bought. So the deal was for $4 billion.
They acquired. No, it wasn't Death Row that they bought for $4
billion. No.
It's a company called Entertainment One. Yeah. And they bought it for $4.1 billion.
Oh,
and the
one.
Entire Death Row Records catalog just happens to be in that acquirement that they got.
So the next time you play those nice hits from the 90s.
You can now buy a Tupac re-release album alongside Mr. Potato Head.
So I'm going to read this real quick. This is from UpRocks.
Mm-hmm.
Hasbro CEO Brian Goldiner said he's looking forward to furthering their family-oriented brand. The acquisition of E1, which is Entertainment One, adds beloved story-led global family brands that deliver strong operating returns to Hasbro portfolio and provides a pipeline of the new brand creation driven by family-oriented storytelling.
So you can play like
Hasbro's IPs. What the fuck?
Wait a minute. That mean you could play the Guess Who game, but the Death Row Records edition of it.
Like,
wait, do they also own Monopoly?
Yes, they do, and they own franchises like Peppa the Pig and PJ Masks.
So Death Row Monopoly. So what's gonna be Boardwalk?
Man, I cannot wait to play the Compton edition of Monopoly.
Right.
You don't finish it.
You in the wrong side of Rosecrans, cuz.
It's the only Monopoly game that actually comes with a firearm.
But you're gonna hear Tupac on Peppa the Pig. Is it wrong because I want to get it all till I die?
But now that we're all introduced and you got that insightful piece of information from DJ,
yep,
we're going to talk about what we've been playing. And I'm going to start.
What have you been playing, Marcus?
Not playing Days Gone.
What? Why not? What? You're not trying to fight those hordes again?
Hallelujah.
Wait, you finally finished it?
I sure did.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And was it amazing? Was it worth all those many hours of your life?
We're not talking about it. Listen to the last episode.
Oh, damn. I've been schooled. Thank you.
What I did play is a bunch of fighting games.
Hey.
So I hung out with a friend of mine, Avo, who listens to the show. Shout out to Avo.
Hey, awesome. Avo.
And
what up, Avo?
He's a fighting game fanatic.
Mm.
I used to be a fighting game fanatic. I haven't played a fighting game that's not Smash Bros. In a very long time.
Mm. Then he became an actor.
Did you get your ass whooped in the streets or something? You just stopped playing fighting games altogether?
This life ain't for me. I'm a fraud. Not everybody's made for the streets. That's why they made sidewalks.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we hung out and then we just started playing these games. And the first game we played was Tekken 7. Tekken used to be my game of choice, my fighting game of choice.
Was you an Eddie Gordo using it?
I was not.
Okay.
I was absolutely not.
He was a Christy user.
Because she had the first deep V pants I've ever seen in my life. But so we played Tekken. Tekken used to be my game. So I was able to hold my own after I knocked the ring rust off. And I gave him a lot of go in that. Mm-hmm. Then we played Guilty Gear.
I never played it.
I used to play a lot of Guilty Gear back in high school. To the point that when we used to go to Otakon, I would be in the gaming room. Sorry, Otakon. And
I'm giving him like
you
this,
lawyer
this
grammar.
Line of like,
welcome to the club, Marcus.
Look, man.
Otakon, man.
If you went to Otakon, you knew that there was mad niggas around there saying Otakon.
Oh, that's true too. That's very true.
That may be true, yes. But that's why now they're in DC.
Right. They probably mispronouncing it even worse now.
No, they're very proper.
So I would be in the gaming room and I would be, you know, holding my place in the seat on the Guilty Gear for a while. Haven't played that since high school though, so did pretty well in that once I got the ring rust off.
Yep.
Then we played Street Fighter V and I got washed. Oh. Like bad.
Who's your go-to character for Street Fighter V?
We'll see.
Ryu.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Like I've never really been good at Street Fighter, so I went with Ken for a second, then
the ultimate generic.
The only two matches that I won with Rashid, but Avo just whooped my ass up and down that game. He's very good with Birdie.
Birdie.
And
yeah, boss.
There's this other character that he just washed my ass with the character's name was Abigail.
Yeah.
And y'all know the character Poison, right?
Not Abigail from the renowned Stardew Valley, but a different Abigail.
This is a different
Thank
Abigail.
Thank you for the clarification, did you
the
know?
The main difference is this Abigail is a giant man, and he thinks he's a truck.
Again, not Abigail from Stardew Valley.
Wait, he identifies as a truck?
He identifies as a truck.
Oh. What pronoun do you use?
I don't know.
So, which acronym of the LBGTQIA plus minus hyphen is this?
T.
That's not a truck. Is not an orientation.
Clearly, it's the T.
One truck, like a Tonka.
Lesbian, gay, bi, truck.
Is she attracted to conventional or synthetic motor oil?
He
uses WD-40 to get himself off, and he whooped my black ass all over that ring, but. I had a great time with that.
Well, that's good.
Are you moving out of Wish a Nigga Would?
Only in the side of town that plays Street Fighter. See me in Tekken.
I don't go in those parts.
Exactly. We don't go around those parts no more. And then I also played Overwatch with Doug, which he'll get into later. But that is what I've been playing.
Awesome.
I played Overwatch with Doug, and I was like, I'm going to have to bow out, Doug. Y'all some real niggas. This girl was like, why is that Junkrat just running up? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know, man. I didn't even say shit. I just like,
am I Junkrat?
Doug, I'm going to holler at you.
Oh, man. All right. So I have been playing a couple games, too. And for some reason, actually, there is a reason, Dragon's Dogma is not on this list.
But you still found a way to bring it up.
Of course. I mean, who would I be not to say Dragon's Dogma at least three times?
I'm surprised you did. You never showed this much passion for Anthem.
There's a reason. Dragon's Dogma. Anyways,
you haven't actually played Dragon's Dogma in like 3 weeks, I don't think.
No, I've been playing. I just haven't talked about it on the podcast.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I can talk about it on the podcast.
No.
Slap you.
All right. Well, I have been playing My Time in Portia.
What's that?
Oh, so, you know, I thought it said Porsche. I was like, ooh, that sounds so
good. Said Porsche.
No. That's like
I almost did it.
It's a new Taku game, right?
All right.
He's playing it for research, y'all. For research.
So My Time in Portia, what is it? It is a builder game where it's a mixture of Stardew Valley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Minecraft. It's developed by Pathia. I never really heard of these people. So
that is.
They're the game feels like a sort of B-tier, like, Minecraft, Stardew Valley, Zelda, Breath of the Wild, surprisingly enough, inspired game.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really see myself buying this game, but my wife,
hi, Shereen,
pretty much forced this game onto me. And at first I was just like, I don't want to play this. I just don't want to do this. Like, I can play other games.
She removed your consent from this?
Pretty much, yeah. Ooh. She pretty much made me buy the game on my
Switch.
You have
no choice right now.
Huh?
You have no choice right now. You have to cater to her.
This is true. This is true. Yes.
I have to cater to you.
So, when I first played this game, I wasn't really feeling it because at the time, I just didn't want to read. And this game was just throwing text at you left and right.
When do you like to read, DJ?
On Sundays at exactly 5 o'clock.
Oh, so he likes
to
read.
For only 45 minutes. So you guys, you're on limited time right now. Anyway, so this game, once I got past that hump, I actually played the game for about 3 hours. And then I restarted the character because I just missed so much. And then that second restart, I actually read. And I was like, oh, shit, this is how you play this? Oh, my gosh. So
it's like when you, like, not pay attention to a movie and you figure out, like, this doesn't make sense. And you start rewatching it.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh, the plot now makes sense.
I know that character's name now. So, like, in this game, like I said, Stardew Valley, so you can build relationships with the people in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go as far as to play different mini games.
Mm-hmm.
So for one character, or actually for a bunch of the characters, you can play, like, rock, paper, scissors with them. You can also spar with them, which is something I was like, that's kind of dumb. Like, if I'm trying to romance this person, what am I doing beating the crap out of them?
Because some people like it like that.
That's elementary school love.
Yeah, that's not how. You don't run them fades to find love no more?
We'll cut that.
Bitch, your hairline like trash. Give me a number.
Surprisingly enough, it is fun as hell.
Yeah,
like
to beat them up and to make them love
you. Yeah, because the combat system is actually pretty fine. Yeah,
so
surprising enough.
So is the mission is to fall in love or at least get connection?
No, so there's an actual story that's happening. I honestly can't tell you what the story is. The way they start out this game almost exactly like they start out Stardew Valley, where basically your dad owned this property and your dad is, in this game, your dad is gone. In Stardew Valley, your dad dies. But you basically...
Air quotes.
He
went
dies.
To go get some milk.
He moves on to better pastures.
Dad?
So you basically take over this farmland and you have to start crafting stuff, building stuff to get money, to increase your farmland size and become more efficient, essentially. The idea of that game is to become the most efficient builder slash farmer you can in that game. While also building relationships. There is some kind of story going on where there was like a apocalypse or something happened and like some shit went down and like they have moved past that. So
that's a major plot point.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I don't know. Some shit like where all they find old technology and you can either send it to the church to destroy it or send it to the research people to actually figure out what it is. I don't know. Whatever.
Wait up. Okay. All right.
Again, I've just started reading. So.
There's a whole lot you just like thrown in there, like you send the technology to church to kill it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a little weird. I was like, "Are you trying to make a statement? What's going on here?" I'm gonna go craft something. So that was the first game.
I'm gonna
go
fight my wife.
By the way, this game is single player. It's not co-op. So that was one of the hard parts because I was just like, "You could be doing some of the stuff while I'm doing some stuff, but we can't because we're playing this separately." Anyways, second game I played, Remnant from the Ash. A-S-H-E. There's an E at the end of it.
A-S-A-S-A-S. The E is silent.
Right. So.
And the H.
So.
Both of y'all niggas can't fucking.
This game, this is developed by Gunfire.
He just
talked
about how he barely reads as it is. Okay, just give him a break.
Exactly. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it. Anyways, Remnant from the Ash. This is developed by Gunfire Games. This is basically Dark Souls with guns.
Okay.
This is the type that's the type of game
Chicago edition is.
Right, yeah.
Right.
So again, there is story here somewhere. I was playing with Cam. He was fast forwarding through the stuff.
That sounds about right.
No idea what the fuck's going on in this game. I was like, Cam, slow down, try to read. Anyways, this game is only playable through co-op. You cannot play this game solo.
So does it pair you up with like a random person if you didn't get it with a friend? No.
I'm sorry. You can play the same solo, but you don't. Okay. The shit is hard.
Oh, okay.
It is hard and it's unforgiving to the point where you will go up to an enemy, fight the enemy, and think you're fine, turn around and get swamped by people behind you. And you're just like, what the fuck?
Does it have a voice chat capability so you can talk to whoever is playing with you?
I don't know if there's in-game voice chat. We just use the PlayStation party system. Yeah. So one of the reasons why this game is considered difficult is because they do this thing where randomly and suddenly they will up the difficulty by throwing like a wave of enemies at you. And you can be in a good spot when they do this. You can be in a bad spot when they do this. And it's just like, there was times where me and Cam were playing. We're just like, all right, we're good. Wait, what the fuck? What was that sound? They do this like chime sound effect to indicate shit's about to happen. And like, there was times where we were just like, oh no, we're going to wipe. We're going to wipe. This is not good. We're going to wipe.
How many players is this?
3.
How much was it?
40.
Fuck all that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the third game that I played was, and this is actually with Sean.
Hey, what's going on?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare Gunfight Alpha.
Mm.
Sounds like a Capcom title. Yeah, right?
So, actually, Sean, do you wanna introduce this?
Did I play first? Did you play it before?
I did. I did play it before.
You started, yeah. But ultimately, I'm loving this. I'm
ba da ba ba ba.
Fuck you. Nah, I'm gonna get this shit on release date though. This shit was hot.
Was this the like a beta?
Alpha, but I mean, yeah, same shit, man.
Oh, I love alpha.
Yeah. Wow. Do you like power bottoms? Never mind. The gun mechanics are solid. The mantling is slow, but I mean, it's realistic.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm getting shot at, I'm gonna be hauling ass trying to climb some shit. So I mean, I wouldn't be taking my time. But
the gun
mechanics are solid. I had a good time. Oddly enough, everybody I played with, because like in between rounds, you can kind of talk to the other team. You maybe got like 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was polite. It was fucking strange. Everybody was polite on Call of Duty.
How was it polite? Like, were they just like complimenting each other?
Good game. Oh, good shot. Ah, goddamn, you got me. You know, like, oh, mm-hmm. shit. You know, just general shit like that. Everything was good until I played this morning.
On the Lord's Day.
Right. On the Lord's Day. And we were whiffing this team's ass. Not me and DJ. Me and DJ played last night. I was playing mm-hmm. with somebody else this morning. And I don't know, we beat this team. And he's like, you fucking camper. And I'm like, he killed my teammate already. It's 2v2. I'm one person. Why would I be running around the map looking for two people? Of course, I'm going to slow down and take my time. You fucking camper. And then we beat him again because there's like 6 rounds. It's 1st to 6. He's like, you fucking virgins. I'm like, what?
Virgins? Little did he know.
Another round, I kill him with like a shotgun because they provide you the guns. You don't select the loadout. It's random guns. Everybody's using the same shit. Oh, you fucking bitch. You gonna shoot me with a shotgun? That's the gun they provided us, sir. What the
fuck? I had no choice.
No. Mind you, his username had something something 69 in there.
Of course it did.
And his teammate had something something 420. So this is like these fucking
there's some juveniles.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, these Mountain Dew bros are just like talking shit because we won.
I mean, they were really just mad because they weren't able to get any of the Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
That's very true.
Hey, so we finally won. I was like, oh, look, the Virgins won. But me and DJ was running that shit last night. That was cool.
So for those who are not in the know, this gunfight mode is a mode that is going to be in the final package of Modern Warfare. What gunfight is a 2v2 match in a small map where the game dictates what guns you have for each round. There's two versions of it. There is that, what I just said, and then there's another version where you have to actually pick up the weapons that are on the ground.
They call it OSP, on-site procurement.
Oh, is that what it stands for?
On-site.
Oh, shit.
And how do you win? Like, what is the
kill?
Is it like the most kills win or just...
So yes and no.
So there's matches.
Yeah, there's 6 rounds in a match or whatever you want to call it.
It's 1st to 3 wins, right? No.
1st to 6.
It's 1st to 6, right.
Well, that's unrealistic because nobody has 6 rounds in a gunfight.
So it's permadeath for that round. So if you die, you don't revive until the next match.
So like 2v2 elimination. So
sort, yeah.
Yeah, I get
that. And then your health also doesn't regenerate. It does. It does? Your health regenerates?
For the most part, slowly. Yeah, very
really?
Slowly.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Or well, at least a little. Like your screen stops turning red at the very least.
Okay.
Yeah. And they do have a stim, which does heal you sometimes.
Right. So yeah, I mean,
can you heal each other?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. So I enjoyed it. I think this is the Call of Duty game that I want. This is the Modern Warfare game that I want. Like the graphics were great. The handling of the guns was great. The only issue that I have, and again, even Sean said, hey, look, it's an alpha, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
just like, I feel like the SMGs are too powerful. Basically, you can use them to snipe people. And it's
they have a sniper shotgun. I'm guessing it shoots slugs, but it has a fucking scope on it, and you can shoot across
the
map.
It shoots lugs like boots?
Slugs.
fucking Tim.
FUBU wearing a S. fuck you.
So yeah, like so, I feel like they need to balance that out a bit more. Also, I felt like the damage that I was putting on people were kind of inconsistent. Did you?
It depends on where you're shooting. I mean, like there are times when I felt like, all right, I should have aimed for the head.
Yeah,
like Thor, whatever.
Okay. Did you actually get to use the mantling thing or the mounting thing
when you climb up on shit?
No, when you mount your gun to the wall.
No, is that what that is?
Shit, dude, that is a godsend when it comes to Call of Duty features.
I didn't realize that's what the fuck that was.
Yeah, so basically, in this Modern Warfare, when you run up to a wall, if you are aiming chest down high. Sights, yeah, chest high, right. If you're aiming down sight, you have the option to actually put your gun onto the wall.
Or I'm guessing it's like you're putting your like arms or elbows to steady yourself on the wall.
So you, you know how like soldiers. There you go. That's the word. You know how when soldiers are like engaging, they're not trying to have their entire bodies like exposed, right?
Yes.
So like you're able to do that in this game now. It's awesome.
It's surprising that it's taken that long for that to be implemented into a FPS. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just like sliding.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I went back to the first Modern Warfare remastered and it's like, fuck, I can't slide. This shit is strange.
Or like when I played Onimusha and couldn't jump. And I was like, why?
Yeah, I'm definitely getting this on release though.
Absolutely.
Real quick, because I've been meaning to say this for weeks and I keep on forgetting.
Yes.
I did complete Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah. How's it feel?
Are you ready for Kingdom Hearts 4?
Or 3.5?
Yes, actually I am. I'm going to hate it, but they set up the story to where it's like, shit, I got to see more of this.
Well, good luck waiting 15 years.
Yeah. You might be able to play it with your own child.
I'm going to be in the retirement home playing this shit. It's all good.
This shit bang.
Go ahead, Doug. I'm sorry.
We'll be on episode 5,000 of the Press X to Start podcast.
Season 3. Okay, Doug.
So, as usual, I've been playing Overwatch and Dead by Daylight.
Woo!
This time, what I want to talk about is when it comes to Overwatch, they just released the role queue system, at least for competitive matches. This is something that a lot of people have been waiting for. I especially have been so thankful for this. Because when it comes to Overwatch, especially for quick play, but it also occurs in competitive matches where you find yourself in a situation where the ideal is two healers, two offense, defense, or DPS characters, and two tanks. And you find yourself, as me as a person who primarily heals, I will find myself with like three snipers.
Yep.
Oh, and wonderful. Maybe one tank. And I got an Ana who don't know how to shoot, who's technically a sniper.
You ain't gonna be talking to me like that, man.
You know?
Oh, shit.
Well, then me, I'm like, I'll be Mora or Mercy because I got to overheal because, like, I'm going to have all these snipers, you know, killing themselves, essentially. Or my favorite, we're pushing a payload. Everybody's everywhere else. But the damn payload. I'm like, I know you want to be a Widowmaker so much. I know you do. But Widow ain't going to push this damn payload.
Sure ain't.
But I saw this YouTube video of how to use Widowmaker. Like,
yeah, you know, and it's on the Overwatch League. And this is how they're going to, like, they got this.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
No? Okay. I'll pick Reinhardt then.
So this is just a beta system. So there's no sprays awarded. The only thing that players are getting right now are they do get a score,
okay,
because they're making people do placement matches for each of the three queues. And so when I did mine, I got
Is this for competitive or is also for quick play?
They will eventually roll the system out for quick play.
But right now it's competitive only.
Gotcha. Yes. And so normally you just get one competitive place to score.
Yeah.
And I ended last season as at a high platinum.
Ooh.
So this time I had a low plat for tank, a mid-high DPS platinum ranking, but then I got to diamond with healer.
That boy good at healing folk.
Right. And so right.
What, you need some band-aids? I got you.
So it's like
let me give you
one. I thought I was a much better tank player than a DPS character, but apparently not. Dang. I don't feel as frustrating when playing this game since everybody's doing their damn roles. I feel much more accountable because I feel like I got to know my shit because I can't switch off.
Right.
Especially when it comes to playing tank characters, I realize that I'm quite limited because there's only very few tanks that I play. Right now, it's just, for the most part, D.Va and Orisa are my main tanks.
Mm-hmm.
There is a new tank now, Sigma, who is a challenge.
Gravity guy.
He sure is Gravity a challenge.
Guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is he out already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Him, his barefoot finest.
Ooh.
Whenever you try to kill this man.
Look at my toes.
He has this gravity thing where he absorbs the bullets, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't work, you know, for long periods of time. But when he's using it, it's kind of like Genji's
reflecting blade.
Okay.
Except it doesn't reflect the bullets. It just eats them. So you'll be shooting at him. You're like, why isn't this? Oh, right.
Fun stuff.
And he has a very mobile shield. So he can throw it up in the air against like a fair character or in front of him or behind him. And he can take it back at will. And he's a fun player, but he is difficult. Which is a helpful thing for the game.
Difficult to fight.
To fight against. However, there are weaknesses. For example, it's not a big shield. It's a small shield. And once it's destroyed, it takes time for it to regenerate.
Okay.
And so there's ways which if you go around the shield, you can always attack him. And as Mora, when he uses alt, his ability to like raise everybody off the platform. But if you're able to use your ability to dodge away, you can.
Okay. It's like area effect kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was playing against Sigma one time and he used his alt and propped all this up in the air and then Widowmaker shot me out of the sky.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And
ouch.
And you can even and if say you're in a situation where it's on overtime and you know every second counts, Sigma can use his alt, lift everybody off of the map and let the timer run out so that your team be able to capture the point.
That's pretty fire actually.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good setup for certain people's alts. Like, it's a perfect setup for certain people's alts.
Or like McCree?
Right.
Yes.
Oh, McCree, shit. Doomfist.
Yeah.
Maybe not Doomfist, because Doomfist has people on the ground.
That's what I mean. Like, and then you slam down and you're like stunned for a second, and then he could come. Like, depending. You can do that. Yeah.
So it's a great thing. Yeah. I cannot wait for this roll queue system to come to quick play because I'm sick and tired of having like four DPS characters all whining about heals and. I'm petty. Like if I see a situation where I see like four DPSs and maybe one tank, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna become Sombra. Fuck these people. I'm gonna go and just roll out with my own health pack because I'm not gonna heal. I'm not gonna do this.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to this, seeing in the future. And then Dead by Daylight, the big thing that's coming to this for those fans of Stranger Things, they have a deal now with Dead by Daylight behavior. So that the Demogorgon from Stranger Things will be a playable killer beginning next month.
Wow.
As well as two survivors, which will be Nancy Wheeler, who's supposed to be a journalist in Stranger Things world, as well as Steve Harrington.
Hey, shout out to Steve, Auntie Steve, boy. I love him.
Right. So they're still developing their perks, what have you. I have yet to see this in the public testing realm yet.
Mm-hmm.
But that should be coming out. Actually, that should be in the PTR probably by the time this broadcast is released.
Yeah.
There's also going to be a new map called the Underground Complex. We only got a glimpse of it in the trailer. So I'm excited. I'm excited since the Demogorgon is actually the first killer that's not a human ever.
Mm. Oh, okay. That's interesting.
All the previous killers have been some type
humanoid
of humanoid of some point. Yeah. I'm still, however, I still wish to have a like classic vampire. That'd be Milo. Pet project, although one of my friends online said, "We don't need no damn Twilight bitch in this game."
Wow,
fine.
Just wait till the MCU Blade movie comes out.
You're right.
Once the MCU Blade movie comes out, they'll drop Dracula on your ass, and everything's gonna be great.
You know, if actually, I want Blackula. I want the good old Eddie
now you're
Murphy.
Asking for too much.
The permed hair, but anyway. So that's what I've been up to.
Awesome. All right. Well, before we go any further, I want to make a quick shout out to the homie Daniel, Josiah's brother,
hey,
listener of the show, fan of the show. He played Overwatch with us as well at some point, not with Doug and I, but like he played
with us with a little bit ago.
Sometimes.
I feel betrayed.
Wow.
Do you use protection?
Anyway,
that,
no, because
I was playing Symmetra, with us. So yeah,
it was dope. He's the first person I've ever seen use Ana really, really well.
Really,
she's a tough
he was handling his business with them heels. It was fantastic. Shout out to Daniel.
Awesome.
And now, before we go any further, we're gonna have a word from our sponsors. Damn Daniel Vans.
Damn Daniel.
Hey fam, have you been enjoying this episode of Press X to Start? Want to make sure you keep getting the best laughs, latest news, and most fire takes? Then we're going to need your help. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our show. Then tell three people about the podcast. Could be friends, strangers, loved ones, or hated ones. Every little bit counts. And after you're done with that, please follow us on Facebook at PressX2Start, Instagram at PressX2Start, Twitter at PressX2S, and YouTube at PressX2StartTV. And if you're done with all this, well done. Many thanks. You're one of the good ones.
And we're back.
Where'd you guys go?
Up your button around the corner.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you at least use lube?
Counter.
Cross counter.
That's not an insult to him. Why would you use that one against him?
I don't know, man.
Now it's time for the quick hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, number one, this is coming from comicbook.com. PlayStation 5 leak development kit design has been confirmed.
Hope they use a napkin to clean that up.
A developer, Matthew Scott, the easiest name to...
Scott
nope,
or
nope,
Scott?
It's Stott.
Yeah, apparently it ain't fucking easy. Huh?
Do you? What is your literacy?
I don't know, man.
What grade did you graduate from
here's
school?
The thing,
did you
right?
get over here on the Einstein Visa program, bro?
Here's the thing, guys. I like drawing. I draw a lot.
You don't draw letters, huh?
No, I don't draw letters. I draw faces. Anyways, Matthew, a designer who's been working in the game industry since 1992, has chimed in claiming that it is indeed the PS5 dev kit. And they know this because they have one in the office. Oh, so essentially, this has been confirmed.
Okay.
Do we care, though?
I mean,
not really,
no.
This is dev kit. I ain't gonna be playing with this shit.
All right, number two. This is from Sony Corp. Sony finally buys Spider-Man developer Insomnia. I am kind of upset that they say Spider-Man developer.
Insomnia Games.
Yeah.
Ain't it Insomniac?
It's Insomniac, yeah. So yes, they finally got Insomniac. It took them fucking years to get Insomniac.
So now
they weren't Sony, sure they wanted to get married. They were dating, you know, it was a little early.
Hey, we all knew that they should get together. Okay.
So now Sony seems to have all things Spider-Man back. Those sons of bitches.
Pretty much, right?
I'll never forget that Sony Pictures wanted to make an Aunt May movie.
That's insane. That's
I'll
so
remember
insane.
This, Sony. If you mess up again, we're gonna fight.
We will kill you. Number three, this is from Polygon. Xbox One controllers get two new looks this fall. So we have a sports blue, which mm-hmm. comes September 17th. And we have a night ops camo.
Okay.
Which comes
so when you want to play in a forest.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Yes. So when you take your Xbox outside, you have a controller that matches the same outside that you're in.
Good, good. So when I want to play Xbox One hunting, I'm good.
Exactly.
You can take your Xbox out to the dumpster.
In the woods. And use your Xbox controller for Stadia.
Exactly.
Number four, this comes from Vice. Microsoft contractors listen to Xbox owners in their homes.
Oh, nah.
Through Kinect.
I always had a bad feeling about Kinect.
So this is a quick quote. Occasionally, I heard Xbox tell Solaris to heal. Solaris is from Dragon Age. Or something similar, which would be a command for Dragon Age Inquisition, a former contractor said, referring that he heard audio from in-game commands. So they basically were contracted by Microsoft to transcode audio stuff that they got from Xbox Kinect.
So Xbox heard you do that thing.
Pretty much.
You know what you did.
The other side of this the other side of this is that, like, you know, that's kind of how the software gets better. So you basically have people do these commands and you check to see if the program is actually following the commands properly.
I mean, people are listening to your shit anyways.
Absolutely,
like, have you ever been on your laptop and said something in front of your laptop and then, you know, like, I want some pizza today. And then all of a sudden you get a pizza pop up.
So,
oh yeah, I know Google listening to me all the time.
So Google and I believe it was Apple, they both got flagged for having contractors listening to the yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, whatever. It's a thing that happens.
The future.
Exactly. Number 5. This is from Deadline. Sony Pictures Uncharted with Tom Holland. Studio is closing in on director after Dan Trachtenberg. Fuck. Exits. Yeah, so that's cool.
They've been talking about making this movie for years.
They really have.
Yeah.
This movie has been in and out of development.
Hell.
Probably almost a decade now.
I don't even know.
I remember Mark Wahlberg used to be attached to the picture.
I remember that too.
There was talks of Bradley Cooper coming on there way, way back. Nathan Fillion, people wanted him to be Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
But then they finally found an actual star attached to it with Tom Holland, which means it's going to be like probably a prequel of some sort. Honestly, I don't need this movie because I've already played 4 Uncharted movies and they were great.
Yeah.
And I don't really think there's much less that you need to do.
See, but hey. I love adventure movies. I love Indiana Jones. I enjoy the spirit in which the Tomb Raider movies were made.
Uh-huh.
The last one wasn't that bad. It was a really good red box movie.
Mm. It looked like it.
It's worth a dollar, maybe 2, if you have Blu-ray. But I just kind of just wanted to just get it over with. But I also wanted to do it right because, you know, video game movies tend to not do so well.
Yeah.
And like maybe they could do this one just
I mean, they're better. They seem to be on something of an upturn with Detective Pikachu being way better than it should have been. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't really care about this movie at all.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But now we're going to move on to the heavy hitters. Doug?
Hey. So, Google Stadia released its second ever Stadia Connect broadcast during the GamesCon. So, Google kicked off its broadcast with a big announcement. CD Projekt Red's highly anticipated RPG, Cyberpunk 2077.
Cyberpunk!
Is coming to Google Stadia. Now, we don't really know when they're going to join the Google Stadia service. However, we know that Cyberpunk has released that this game is going to come out on April 16, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
However, the game has only been listed as coming soon when it refers to Google Stadia. So we don't know if there's going to be a delay between when it goes onto the consoles versus the Google Stadia marketplace, but they said at least it's going to be part of the Google Stadia platform.
Okay.
One of the other marquee games, Doom Eternal, had also a new trailer release as part of this Stadia Connect broadcast. And NetherRealm confirmed that Mortal Kombat 11 will arrive on Google Stadia this November when the cloud platform launches for most countries via the Stadia Founders Edition.
Right.
I will say for many of you, if you haven't had a chance to see the Kinect broadcast, it's pretty much a rehashing of what they said back in June with some updated trailers. For example, they also showed trailers from Windjammer 2, Borderlands 3, Attack on Titan 2, Final Battle, Elder Scrolls Online, and the game that I'm looking forward to the most for next year, Watch Dogs Legion, will also be part of Google Stadia.
Awesome.
And as they tell you, the Founders Edition is going out fast, so please reserve your copy now.
Mm.
Oh, I love it.
We'll see.
If you get the Founders Edition, you can also have a state account for you and a friend.
Right. Mm-hmm. My non-existent friend.
Right. This is the only reason why I part of the reason why I updated to a Pixel 3 phone so that I could get Google Stadia if and when it comes out.
Right.
Again, they keep reiterating it's no downloads, no updates. It's just you play in your browser. So I'm curious to see how this works. I'm not sure I'm going to want to play Watch Dogs Legion on my phone, though.
Yeah.
But maybe Windjammer. That could be something I could do on my phone.
Yeah. I mean, I see Google Stadia being that nice third option if you can find a game that is cross-save kind of thing.
Right.
So you can play it on your whatever, Xbox or PlayStation, and then jump to Stadia whenever you're not at your living room or something.
See, but could you see PlayStation actually allowing that to happen? Or Xbox?
I mean, they're doing it with Destiny. Destiny's going to be cross-save, and Destiny's also going to be on Stadia.
That's
so
true.
So I think it's going to be like a game-to-game.
I mean, you got to buy it twice, though.
Huh?
You got to buy the game twice.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, that's cool. Like, I listening to some of the recap stuff from Gamescom. I'm about to talk about Gamescom in a second. But
hold your horses.
I almost said Metal Gear Solid. Mortal Kombat 11. They had it there to show, and they brought Mortal Kombat 11 because it's a fighting game, and oftentimes that's plagued by latency issues and
yeah,
all that stuff. And people were actually pretty surprised with how well it ran on Stadia. So people are actually Google is doing a good job of turning people's minds on to, hey, no, Stadia actually will work, guys. Just give it trust.
But also, Google has also been very strategic with how they're running this marketing campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is only the second broadcast they ever made of their Kinect. So they're giving you just enough to stir some interest. I mean, at this moment, they still haven't told us the exact date in November they're going to release this product. So
yeah, that's true.
People are buying money for a service that has no definite turn on date yet. So
it's like pre-ordering a PlayStation 5. You don't know when you're going to get it.
Yep. No, you don't. hey,
or how much it costs.
The rumor says it's going to be in February 2020.
That's true.
And it's going to be this V-shaped thing.
That's true.
And it's going to be amazing and awesome and complete me.
All right. So if you didn't know, Gamescom happened.
Oh, really?
And it was a pretty big show this year.
Oh.
So it was hosted by Jeff Keighley, and they did their very first opening night live, which was a streamed event that was very reminiscent of an E3 live show event kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty cool. Like they put up a bunch of games.
Mm-hmm.
First off, they had, this is no particular order, Erica, an interactive thriller.
Almost bought that.
Really?
Yeah. And then I decided to watch a YouTube video of it instead. And I was like, I saved myself $10.
Yep. It was available for $10.
I guess I'll do that.
Game. It looked really cool. That's not the type of gamer that I am. So
we have often called Telltale Games playable movies.
Yeah. Yes.
This is literally a playable movie.
Absolutely. Call of Duty Modern Warfare. We talked about it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They showed more stuff. And they also announced the open alpha that we played, which was awesome. Kerbal Space Program 2. This confused the fuck out of me. Because I was like, is this Civilization? Is this? No, these weird green alien things. What the hell is
this? My understanding of Kerbal Space Program is you're supposed to build ships to get to space. And anything that can go wrong with the ship does go wrong.
Yeah.
And it can just fall apart.
Murphy's Law, the game.
That sounds fun.
But this one, you can actually go to
build space colonies and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can try to get to other planets or whatever you think.
All right, and then we have Humankind.
Oh,
this game, I was like, is Amplitude coming back? Is this a prehistoric Amplitude? Is this Civilization? What the fuck is this game? And I'm just going to leave it at that. Little Nightmares 2. I actually don't know anything about this game. I looked at it and I was like, I'm not even going to play this. This is cool for someone, but not for me. And then we have the game of show. Comanche.
Oh,
I wish you could see Marcus's face. It was priceless. He thought I was going to say Death Stranding. But no, it is Comanche. No. The game looked like
doo-doo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but if you like helicopters.
It looked like doo-doo that was
left out in the sun.
Yeah. Since 2000.
Oh, man.
False alive.
All right. They announced that you can actually download a mobile companion app for Need for Speed Heat. It's mm-hmm. called Heat Studio, and it allows you to customize your cars. And they actually will release cars every, like, they'll release it periodically. And then you can actually, what is it? You will be able to get those cars in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get the cars in the game, you'll have the whatever paint job you gave it in the app or whatever.
Mm.
That's cool.
I'm gonna draw a big old dig on that.
Then we have right in the front. We have Magic the Gathering Arena. It's Magic the Gathering. We have Iron Harvest, which is coming out September 1st, 2020. I don't know much about that. Mm-mm. And then we have Witcher 3. The Wild Hunt, which looks interesting.
Brand new game, Witcher 3.
Watch out, everybody. Gamescom breaking news.
That thing looks like a PlayStation 2 port.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, buddy. But, I mean, they did what they did to get it on Switch, which is good. Yeah. And, like, really and truly, anyone buying that game probably has already played that game.
Yeah.
So
better late than never.
So you're buying nostalgia.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
And then the show closes out with Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Lay it on there.
And boy, do they have a trailer to show us. God, anyone want to take this away? Because I'm still confused.
A lot happened.
And that is Death Stranding.
I mean, honestly,
they didn't show the new guy.
Oh yes, they did.
Mom. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had a new character to release. It is Jeff Keighley.
Yeah.
He is going to be playing, what's it, Luminous Fans? I don't know. I don't know why you give me the name to do.
I put it this way, is he a notable person? Should I game? Know who he is?
In the game?
No,
yes, he is.
He's a pretty big video game personality.
I have no clue who he is.
So Jeff Keighley is known because he is the one that started the Video Game Awards.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So he basically was like, we're going to start this award show.
He knows how to be a producer and make money. Yes.
And he likely got put in the president. Game. He likely got put in the game probably because last year VGAs. He came out and basically sung Hideo's highest praises.
Yeah. And that was during
the
time
that... So
he
knew how to kiss some booty.
No. Actually, he appreciates Kojima's work.
Yeah,
and, like,
absolutely.
He basically, like... Was it last year's Game Award that he gave Kojima the Dave Developer Award?
Yeah.
And basically, that was a time when Kojima was essentially being silenced by Konami.
Yeah.
And they were like, you can't go nowhere. Like, you can't do anything. Because we fucking own you. Mm-hmm. We own your hair. We own your games.
But in this trailer, we get the first true taste of gameplay for Death Stranding.
And Norman Reedus falling down a mountain.
Yes. And
startling the baby. Oh, God. No.
Were there more images of babies in bottles? And
There is one baby in a bottle.
Yes. Okay. And I remember a while back when... we had the E3 trailer for Death Stranding.
Yeah.
I said that this game's mechanics feel like they're heavily influenced by Metal Gear Solid 5. Mm-hmm. And this gameplay trailer confirms that.
Yeah.
Because it definitely feels like the open world of Metal Gear Solid 5. Now, whether you like that or not.
Yeah.
Is up to you.
Right.
Right.
It's very sparse.
Yeah. It's very sparse. And I wonder if that changes as you connect more strands throughout the world or not.
Mm.
Don't know. There's a lot of interesting mechanics.
Like peeing.
One of which is peeing. So let's see. I don't know if it's when you save or if it's just something that happens in the game, but
I think
there is
a
sleep mechanic and you have to wake up Sam.
Yes.
I guess when you get back into the active game.
Yes.
And
Norman Reedus
character.
Okay.
And when you wake up, I guess sometimes you gotta pee. You gotta drain the old dragon. And
I'm gonna use that one day. What are you doing? I'm draining my dragon, man.
And there was a whole mechanic for you to be able to pee. And
there's no skills check or anything like that, is it?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
The funniest thing about that is unless my eyes deceived me. Things grow
Yes. So that is actually their first introduction to this asynchronous multiplayer feature that Kojima wants to introduce to this game. So
other people see me pee?
No, not seeing you pee. Other people, if you pee in the same spot as other people, things can grow and happen. And that could end up being like a usable item for whatever.
Usually when you pee on something, you're trying to like...
You can pick it up and use it. Yes. Maybe it's food. Maybe it's more pee stuff.
All right.
And then...
and Kojima, Sean, save us.
Kojima came out to confirm that we won't be able to see Sam's dick, though, when he pees.
Why so not?
A lot of people. A lot of people are angry on Twitter. About
coward.
That.
Hey, when I'm holding, I want to make sure I aim right.
That's what I'm saying.
And does he shake it afterwards?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't see.
Does he wash his hands?
Probably not.
No. There's no water. There's water, yes, but he's not reaching.
So he's just shaking hands, holding his damn baby with dirty.
I mean, really and truly, he's really only touching the baby, and the baby's protected by this plastic.
I mean, the thing is, in this world, if he were to put his hands into a random portal, then one of the Death Stranding monsters will pull him into Hades, probably, or some shit.
But there, he can wash his hands, though.
This is true.
So it's important to go over there
in the blood of his enemies.
Yes.
Death Stranding, you know. That game
is realistic.
That game is I'm still excited for it, still very excited for it, but I get more and more feeling that it's going to be divisive when it gets out.
Oh, really? What led you to believe that? Yeah, okay, so another thing, just I guess, you know, housekeeping or whatever. So, we were also introduced to
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she is connected to the other side with a baby that she had, but the baby was birthed on the other side.
So we're just trading babies.
So, yeah, that kind of, yeah.
And which very well could be an allegory for stillborn or miscarriage.
No allegory. It's a thing.
My God.
So with the bridge babies, the reason why they can tap into the other side is because their mothers are in a comatose state.
Yep.
So they are both in the living and in the dead world or whatever. There is
There's layers all over the place.
I don't know.
This game keeps getting more and more confusing every time I hear it.
Absolutely.
Sean, what's going on with you? Are you talking about peeing and dead babies?
No, Nintendo doesn't allow that.
Okay.
So,
you gotta pay money.
Previously, we reported that there was a trade-in program for Nintendo if you bought a Switch before a certain date, I think July 17th. Nintendo came out and denied that. What I think was going on was probably a select few people called in and complained once they found out a new Switch was out. So
they got that one really good customer service rep.
Yeah, so a couple people probably got it and started spreading it on forums, maybe Reddit, and then a lot of news stories and news blogs and what have you scrape content from Reddit. So it kind of just blew up from there. So it was probably a nice thing that a customer rep was doing for a few customers. They just kind of exploded. Fired.
They made it hot.
Yeah.
I wonder if that guy got fired.
So.
I'm sorry. I wonder if that person got fired. Might not be a guy.
Inclusivity.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a short story. Ain't that much.
All right.
Wow.
Well, in more Mortal Kombat 11 news, there is about to be a combat pack that drops, which has.
Is it spelled with a K? Is there 2K in packs?
Yes. Awesome. And they will be dropping...
Like it's hot?
Yes. 6 new characters.
Oh, shit.
We've got Nightwolf, who's already available. Yeah.
Shang Tsung.
Who is also available right now, I
Your
believe.
Soul is mine.
Spawn from Ted McFarlane fame.
Your soul is mine.
Sindel, who looks very undead.
Your soul is mine.
The Terminator.
Get in the chopper.
And good old Mr. J himself, the Joker.
Honka honka.
Yay! Mr. J.
So they dropped the trailer for that, and I'm not gonna lie to you, like the graphical quality was really impressive.
Yeah.
Like, what's his name? The Terminator looks smooth like Arnold right now. It's wild.
It's pretty crazy.
But the Joker got a less warm reception when he showed up because the way funny. He looks like a crazy hipster with face paint on, and the internet proceeded to tear him to shreds.
As a crazy hipster with
yes.
face paint on.
People thought he looked a little too handsome and tore him apart, but they still going to use him probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I want to add, though, when it comes to Terminator, just some other research I found, it's not going to be voiced by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, I figured as much.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
But the governor needs a job.
He's fine.
That's also true.
He's fine. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. He'll be okay.
I don't think he got a prenup, y'all. Just saying.
But just to give you the release dates for the characters who aren't already available, Terminator is going to be available October the 8th. Sindel will be available November 26th. Joker will be available January 28th of 2020.
Damn.
And then Spawn will be available March 17th.
Okay. Of 2020.
Yes.
Cool.
So, do with that what you will. And lastly,
everybody's favorite brick and mortar store, GameStop.
Why did you say that name?
And you know this is not going to be a good story.
Oh, dear.
Anytime you utter that name, something bad's going to come
So everybody's favorite struggling retail chain, GameStop, has laid off over 100 employees over the past week, both at its corporate headquarters in Texas, as well as other offices, including its subsidiary, Game Informer magazine in Minnesota, where nearly half of their editorial staff lost their jobs in a surprise cut.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I keep forgetting the Game Informer is in publication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a dying industry.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And so one of the statements they provide to Kotaku, they said, quote, as part of the previously announced GameStop reboot initiative to transform our business for the future and improve our financial performance, we can confirm a workforce reduction was implemented, impacting more than 120 corporate staff positions, representing approximately 14% of our total associate base at our company headquarters, as well as some of our other offices. Kotaku later talked to some folks and come to find out that at least 7 of the magazine editors were laid off, including some of the folks who weren't even there on vacation that got this news.
Oh, damn.
Some people were at Gamescom.
Yeah.
They got the news. Like, they were doing Game Informer stuff and were like, oh, you're no longer part of Game
Informer. We're here on important business.
Yo.
What do you mean I'm fired?
Yeah.
Sir, you're going to have to leave. We gotta,
we need your badge. We're going to have to ask you to leave.
That press badge.
Oh, no.
You're no longer
I'm Game Informer staff. Yeah, about that.
This position empty. Yeet.
Unfortunately, this news comes just a few weeks after GameStop laid off dozens of their regional managers, following what has been a really bad year financially for the organization. They only just recently got a CEO, so this is maybe part of their whole reboot under his plan.
On the brighter note,
uh-huh.
Their stock went up a little bit.
Yeah, because they cut the most expensive property, so to speak, the most expensive activity for any business enterprise is payroll.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's because now that they have less payroll, technically, now they have more money for profits.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, I mean, nobody really quite know where GameStop's going to be in the next few years, if it still exists. I mean, they had this idea that it's going to be this new like boutique store where people come in and lounge down and talk about games. And
LOL.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So we'll see how this goes. I foresee probably more reductions in the future because this is just not, I don't know how they sustain themselves unless they find something different.
Including its reduction from existence.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. One more thing I want to add before we close out here. I want to give a shout out to Brandon. He's one of the new listeners on the show and also the one who helped me get to Diamond on Overwatch. So,
oh, nice.
Brandon, if you're out there, thanks, bud.
Like, comment, and subscribe. So, one other thing about the GameStop or Game Informer news, I should say. One of the journalists that was a part of the magazine, Imran Khan. Tough name. He actually is joining Kind of Funny now.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought Imran.
It's Imran. There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Again, names don't work for me.
I'm glad that one person has a means to keep some sort of benefits and hopefully get some pay. I'm not sure what the income is rolling at
kind of funny, but hey.
It's not much.
I hope he has a means to pay for Obamacare.
Yes. I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Well.
This has been another... Oh, wait a minute.
What?
There is breaking news.
What?
Black Panther sequel release date has been announced.
Are you dumb?
Good
I just
Lord.
Wanted to add that into it. I mean, we all knew it was coming.
We're returning to Wakanda May 6, 2022. So.
Hell yeah. And I'm packing my bags right now. With Wakanda. That being said.
Wakanda lip is that?
Wakanda what?
Wakanda lip is that?
This has been another episode of Press and Start Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. If you miss any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. PressXNumber2Start.com. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Until next
time. I think they know what to do now.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Y'all heard, Tom?
Did we?
Tutelaire.
Uno out.